Sherlock, The Hounds of Baskerville. Adapted by Paul Shipton from the script The Hounds of Baskerville, written by Mark Gatiss. Based on The Hound of the Baskervilles by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Published by Scholastic Limited as part of the Scholastic English Language Teaching Readers Series. Copyright Hartswood Films Limited. Chapter 1. A New Case. I need a case. Sherlock Holmes was bored. It wasn't easy being the most brilliant detective alive. He needed something to keep his brilliant mind interested. He needed a new case. He looked at his friend, John Watson, who was calmly reading the newspaper. Their flat in 221B Baker Street was full of books and papers. Sherlock kept anything that might be useful for a case, and anything might be useful for a case. I wish that I could be like you, John, said Sherlock. Your mind is so normal. Mine is like a sports car, always racing. John looked up from the newspaper. Sherlock was always like this when he didn't have a case. Have you checked the website? He asked. Sherlock had become quite famous as a detective, and more people were emailing his website with interesting cases. But not today. Sherlock read the only email on the website to John. Dear Mr. Holmes, please can you help me to find my pet rabbit Bluebell? And listen to this part, John. Before Bluebell disappeared, he started to glow in the dark. Thank you from Kirsty Stapleton. Sherlock gave the laptop to John angrily. Quick, call the police! Little Kirsty's rabbit is lost! Suddenly there was a knock at the front door. Sherlock smiled. A case! Minutes later, Henry Knight was sitting opposite Sherlock in the untidy flat. I live near Grimpen Village on Dartmoor, Henry began. When I was a boy, my dad and I used to go for walks on the moor. There's a place there called Dewar's Hollow. I never liked it. It was always dark and foggy there. That's where my father was attacked by a terrible monster. It was huge and black with red eyes, and it killed him. Was it a big dog? Asked John. Or another animal? Or maybe it was an experiment that had gone wrong, said Sherlock, keeping his eyes closely on Henry. In that part of Dartmoor, there was a top-secret government centre called Baskerville. Nobody knew exactly what the scientists there did, but there had been frightening stories about Baskerville for years. Some people said that there was a dangerous and strange monster of the moors in that part of Dartmoor. Henry was unsure. Was Sherlock being serious, or was he just another person who didn't believe his story? Are you laughing at me, Mr. Holmes? He said. People laughed at my father too, but he knew about the experiments at Baskerville. He knew about the monsters that they made there. But your father died 20 years ago, said John quietly. Why come to us now? Henry said nothing. If Sherlock Holmes couldn't take his story seriously, he didn't want to stay any longer. He stood up quickly and moved towards the door. He came now because something happened last night, Sherlock told John. Henry stopped. How did you know? He asked the detective. I didn't know. I noticed, answered Sherlock impatiently. You came here from Dartmoor this morning. You took the early train, so you had breakfast on the way. It was probably a sandwich, and it wasn't very good. Henry could not hide his surprise. How did you know all that? Sherlock pointed. The ticket in your top pocket. The little bit of food at the side of your mouth. And how did you know that the breakfast wasn't good? Asked Henry. Is breakfast on the train ever good? Asked Sherlock. Now, Sit down and tell us. What did you see last night? Henry sat again. I was in the exact place where my father was killed. It's a strange place, Dewar's Hollow.
What did you see?
Sherlock never worried about being polite. Footprints, said Henry. A man's or a woman's? Asked John. Neither, said Henry. They were...
Sherlock did not let him finish. Is that all? He said, jumping up and shaking his head. It's just your mind and your imagination. Talk to your psychologist about it. Goodbye, Mr. Knight.
But what about the footprints? Henry asked.
Oh, probably just a normal animal on the moors.
Sherlock wanted Henry to go. He wanted a case, but not this one. But then Henry said, Mr. Holmes, they were the footprints of a huge hound.
Sherlock stopped. He turned and walked back to Henry.
Say that again.
Your exact words.
Henry said it again. Mr. Holmes, they were the footprints of a huge hound.
I'll take the case, said Sherlock quickly.
John sat up.
What?
It was never easy to follow Sherlock's way of thinking.
A minute ago, footprints were boring. Now they're interesting.
Sherlock gave a little shake of his head.
You weren't listening, John, as usual.
He turned to Henry Knight.
You go back to Dartmoor, Henry. We'll follow later.
He smiled excitedly.
I wouldn't miss this case for anything in the world.